Okay, I'd like to ask everybody to take their seats so we could start this meeting. We're a little bit late already. Everybody have a seat, and I'll ask the secretary to take roll. We ready? Okay.
I'll wait until everybody's settled in. Okay, good morning. We're going to run down the list as usual. Last name. And Agamir. Is Agamir here? No. Bernstein. Bernstein is here. Drake? Pamela will be late. Okay. Fest? Fest is here. Futron? Futron will be late. Gans? Gans is here. Goldmacher? Goldmacher is here. Con Hallinan?
Here.
Con Hallinan is here. Matthew Hallinan?
Here.
Matthew Hallinan is here. Johnson? Johnson is not here. Kim?
Kim has asked to be excused. She has family visiting from Korea, and she has to be excused from today's meeting.
Kim is absent. Kurzweil?
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Nor?
Here.
Nor is here. Welcome back. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett is present. Privis?
Laura is doing a professional development thing today and asked to be excused.
Okay. Privis is absent. Rosenberg?
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Russell?
Russell is being visited by her grandchildren from out of state and asked to be excused.
Okay, Sawyer? Sawyer is here. Siegel? Siegel is not here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Akio Tanaka? Akio Tanaka is here. Kate Tanaka? Kate Tanaka is here. Turner? Turner is present. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. Okay, and we have a quorum, and I'll note Andrew Phillips is here as well.
Thank you. The chair will accept a motion to excuse Laura Privis, Tanya Russell, and Hunmi King. Kim?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? All right. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is approving the agenda. I have had one request, and that is that the issue of the program council, which appears now under new business at the end of the agenda, be moved up between the IGM report and the treasurer's report. Mal Bernstein has a motion concerning this, and he's going to have to leave before the end of the meeting. And I'd like to know if there's any objection to that. I'm sorry? Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's see if there are other changes that people want to make to the agenda, and then we'll try and deal with them as a package. Andrea.
My statement from last time was that we were going to talk about the town hall issue. When we met
sorry, is there a switch on that one?
No.
Okay, goes on old business. Okay. Aki. Oh, thank you. Okay. All right. I'll give the sound man a minute to try and figure out what's going on. Okay. Okay. So the one change to the agenda would be to move the program council up to item 7.5, I guess. And there was an objection. Do you want to speak to that, Tracy, or?
Yes, the objection is that we have 60 minutes of old business scheduled, and I think we should respect the agenda that we have.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said. Maybe we could turn the volume down on that mic. Poor guy's too busy. Okay, go ahead, Tracy. Maybe hold the bike a little further away from your mouth or something.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Yesterday I was at an event where we had to hold the microphones really close to our mouth. But anyway, simply put, we have 60 minutes of old business scheduled on this agenda we haven't gotten to for several weeks. And I think we need to follow the agenda as appropriate and not move things around randomly. If we keep leapfrogging things out of new business ahead of old business, we don't get much done.
Okay. Does Tracy's objected. Does someone want to make a motion to move the program council to between the IGM report and the treasurer's report? And there's our second.
Check.
Okay. So now we sort of had the discussion before we had the motion on the floor. I apologize for that. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Go ahead.
I just think that the program council is a very important issue. There is a time, the clock is ticking, and I'm concerned that we might not get to it. And so for that reason, I think the importance of it is such that I think that we ought to move it up.
Okay. Other discussion, further discussion? Yes, Andrea.
Well, I guess I'm curious as to what the sudden urgency about rescinding a motion, an action that's been sort of dormant. I mean, it was passed over a year ago, and there hasn't been any action, even to my knowledge, to assemble it. So I don't think that this if there was an emergency, I believe I would vote for that kind of a radical change in the order of an agenda. But I don't understand what kind of precedent this establishes. It's about as non-emergency as you can get around here.
Okay, well, let me explain what's happened. The IGM and the interim program director have both contacted me. I've been contacted several times asking that the local station board move ahead with appointing representatives to a program council. Their version of the program council looks very different from the program council motion that was adopted last summer. In order to do something different from what was adopted last summer, we have to rescind that motion and adopt a new policy. And there is a proposal for a policy that will be presented in that discussion. But I have been told by Andrew and by Carrie that this is in fact an urgent matter, that they feel that they cannot proceed with program changes without a program council in place. So that is the urgency of the matter. And I apologize if I didn't explain that to the board. We need to get to it today. The reason I'm asking that it be changed on the agenda is that Mal, who is going to introduce the motion to rescind the previous action, has to leave early. So we're accommodating his situation as well. Further discussion. Sharam.
I'm not sure if... I mean, this is, I guess, a question, too. Is there a new motion on the floor for the program council yet?
If there is not...
There is. Okay. So why couldn't be the two of them paired together and just have one motion? I'm sorry. Is this better? Just
yeah.
have one motion.
Yeah.
You know, once you have a new motion, doesn't that transcend or surpass the old motion?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow Robert's rules of order, and it's my understanding that if we have adopted a previous position, that before we can adopt a new position, we have to rescind the previous position. If I'm wrong about that, that's fine. But that's what I was instructed. So, and we do have a new resolution that this is from Khan. From Khan, okay?
Are there other motions from Andrew and Carrie?
No, it's not from Andrew and Carrie. I did not receive anything in writing in the form of a motion from Andrew and Carrie. I can describe to you what they described to me, but I don't have a motion from them.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
It seems to me that it's not uncommon in a parliamentary body to move agenda items around for the convenience of the members. We've done that many times here. We've moved public comment. We've moved treasury report. We've moved the interim general manager's report. I don't quite understand the resistance to a simple accommodation to change agenda items around.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, we're going to come to a vote. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anthony.
I don't know why that this new motion has only just now been handed out to us. If this matter was of such urgency, we ought to have been given the text of the motion to rescind, not just a general indication that something was happening, and then also seen this, and also advised of whether someone else intends to offer other motions.
This is just too...
Okay. All we're talking about right now is changing the agenda item. That's all we're talking about. If you want to speak to the issue of whether or not the agenda should be changed, speak to that. Otherwise, we're going to vote on it, okay? This is just... We're not having a discussion now on the content of any of the motions. That will happen when we get to that item on the agenda. So, and everyone will have plenty of opportunity to speak. What we're discussing now and what we're preparing to vote on is the issue of changing the agenda. If you have an objection to changing the agenda, you'll get to vote no. And if you want to express why you object to it, you may do so. But we're not talking about other things, okay?
In this case, I think they're inextricable.
I'm sorry,
but
I didn't...
But that's my comment.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said I think the content and then the place in the agenda are very much interwoven in this case.
Okay, so, thank you. Other objections to changing the agenda? Tracy.
Yeah, two comments, one procedural, one substantive. The procedural comment is that the motion to rescind is the item that you are moving up early in the agenda. Brand new motions, which are dropped on the table, belong in new business.
Point of order, this is not discussing the agenda.
Okay,
yes,
please.
Excuse me, Mel. It is discussing the agenda. The motion that has been introduced is to move up a motion to rescind a previous motion. This new piece of paper belongs under new business. The second question or comment is what Margie expressed was that Andrew and Carrie asked her to expedite this matter. Have Andrew and Carrie seen this motion?
No.
Okay, then I don't think whatever Andrew and Carrie are concerned about has anything to do with this motion.
Thank you. I didn't say that they did. I think we don't. This is not good. This is distracting for me. Sorry. Okay, Sharam.
Yeah. Sort of in line with what Tracy said earlier. I mean, based on what I understood from what you said, Margie, was the necessity for this, the urgency stemming from the fact that Andrew and Carrie don't seem to be able to put a program council together unless they have something to work with.
I mean, if they don't have a proposal yet, why are we doing this so urgently? I guess that's my basis of objection to having. Why couldn't we wait till then they have a motion and put the two together and just have one?
Okay, so I'm gonna move to a vote now, unless there's any further discussion on changing the agenda.
Okay. Can you restate the motion of what you're moving up?
Because the motion is to move the issue of the program council, which is currently under new business, to. Are people listening? Okay.
It's not the issue of the program council. It's Mal's motion to rescind the previous program council motion. That's what you said.
All we're doing is moving the issue of the program council. Mal Bernstein indicated his intention to introduce a motion to rescind the previous motion. That's all it is. There is nothing else to it. That's what the motion is. A motion to rescind is simply a motion to rescind. That's all it is. That there's no other words attached to it. That's why I emailed it to all of you, because that's all it is. And if I notify you in advance, then it requires a simple majority to pass. If I don't notify you in advance, then it takes 2/3 to pass.
Then the only item that is on the agenda is a motion to rescind.
The issue of the program council, which involves a motion to rescind, and as was stated in an email, action on developing a plan for a program council and electing or appointing program council representatives, is the item under new business. The proposal is to move it to between items 7 and 8 on the agenda now. That's the motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. Are we ready to come to a vote?
Yes.
The motion is out of order.
I beg your pardon. I couldn't understand what you said, Tracy.
The motion is out of order.
Tracy said the motion is out of order. The chair rules that the motion is in order.
I say fuck.
Okay.
Motion to contest the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So now we have a motion to contest the ruling of the chair. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. I don't remember. Does anybody remember? Is there a discussion on this motion? Oh.
We've had discussions.
Okay. Somebody got Robert's Rules of Order. There's discussion on the motion.
Let's vote.
Okay. Does anyone want to discuss the motion? Okay. Anthony.
I wonder if Tracy would explain why it's out of order.
Yeah, that.
The item that was noticed for the agenda was a motion by Mal Bernstein to rescind a previous motion passed by this body. That item was originally suggested for old business. It was noted that it was not, in fact, old business. It was then placed in new business. That is the program council item in new business. That is the only item that is on the agenda that can therefore be moved from one place to the other. If there is an introduction of a new motion, that new motion does not meet the criteria that was put out, which was a motion that would be sent from Andrew and Kerry, which is what you stated in your email. This is not that motion.
Okay.
In addition, this motion has just been introduced today and therefore cannot be included with a motion by Mal that was noticed a week ago. Therefore, the only motion that can be on the table regarding the agenda is to move the motion to rescind from one place to the other. If that is the motion that you would like to introduce, I will withdraw the challenge to the chair's ruling. If you are pretending that this motion is part of a motion to rescind, then I need to contest the ruling of the chair for improper procedure.
I never said that this motion is part of the motion to
Absolutely
rescind.
Absolutely not.
Pardon me. The motion to rescind is a motion that stands alone. At that point, when we get to that point, when we are discussing the issue of the program council, people are free to make any motions they want. Any of you can make a motion about the program council. Any of you can amend the motion to the program council that's been passed out. I don't understand, Never mind. That's all I'm saying. My position is that all we are talking about now is moving the issue of the program council from number 7 to number 7.5. And I'm going to rule that we need to come to a vote on this unless there's... what is the problem? All we're doing, you can do anything you want when you get to it. All
Madam,
I'm trying to do is change
Chair,
the agenda.
My understanding of the rules, I thought that the chair couldn't make those kind of motions. I thought that had to come from the body.
I didn't make a motion.
Well, if you're calling the question, I thought that had to come from one of us here. If you're closing debate and discussion, I thought that you couldn't do that unilaterally.
Okay, you're right. I can't do that, in spite of the fact that I'm frustrated by the current situation. I will call on Jack, who hasn't spoken.
I call the question.
Thank you.
You have a motion on the floor to overrule the chair. You have to deal with that first.
About the ruling of the chair. Remember we were
the ruling of the chair, yes. Let's vote on the ruling of the chair. All the chair's ruling is that this motion to move an agenda item is a legitimate motion and should be voted on. That was the chair's ruling. The objection was that it was not... we are now going to vote on whether or not to move...
No,
we're going to vote on upholding the chair. So a yes vote upholds the chair, and a no vote says that my ruling was out of order. Okay, I'm going to ask the secretary to take a roll call.
Okay, so a yes vote upholds the ruling, and the chair will go alphabetically. Agamir? So if you vote yes, you're voting to uphold the ruling of the chair. If you're voting no, you're opposing the ruling of the chair. Is that? Your vote is no. Thank you. Agamir votes no. Bernstein? Bernstein votes yes. Drake. Drake is not here. Fest.
No.
Fest is no. Futron, not here. Gans.
Yes.
Gans is yes. Goldmacher.
Yes.
Goldmacher is yes. Conhellinan.
Yes.
Conhellinan is yes. Matthew Hellinan.
Yes.
Matthew Hellinan is yes. Johnson, not here. Kim, not here. Kurzweil.
Yes.
Kurzweil is yes. Nor.
No.
Nor is no. Pritchett.
No.
Pritchett is no. Privis, not here. Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg is no. Russell, not here. Sawyer? Sawyer is yes. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel is yes. Sterling?
I will say no.
I'm sorry?
No.
Sterling is no. Akio Tanaka?
No.
Akio Tanaka is no. Kate Tanaka?
No.
Kate Tanaka is no. Turner? Turner's not here. Oh, there you are. Turner votes yes. Wilkinson? Wilkinson is not voting. Withers? Withers is yes. So that is 10 yes, 8 no, and 1 not voting.
Okay, now we're going to vote on changing the agenda to move the item under new business.
Excuse me, Madam Chair?
Item number 7.5. Yes, Andrea.
I have a question. It's been alluded to that there's a proposal from Carrie and from Andrew. I'm curious if that exists in actual fact and if we have it here, and is that going to be part of our conversation today? That's what I've been... With all respect, I'm being told... Madam Chair, there are resolutions that I'm seeing for the first time put in front of me now. I have been told that Mal Bernstein... will make a motion by you. Had there actually been a motion, it would have been nice to see its text. I understand that it's simple.
I've also been told
that there is a motion from Andrew and Carrie. Madam Chair, it seems like there's a lot of business going on, but it's not being shared. Excuse me.
Please, people...
You guys,
no
I promise,
cross
I will,
comments. No cross comments.
I'll respect your speaking right. time. I hope you will respect mine.
I agree.
I'm trying to tell you that I don't think we're operating at our best right now.
Okay.
Because
okay. Shh.
I don't think it is right, transparent, or fair to have us walk in here today, and apparently there are three motions that weren't authored this morning that people have known about in advance, and it would have been nice to see them prior to today.
Okay. I'm going to ask that people please not continue this discussion now. We will have a full discussion when we talk about the program council. People can say whatever they want to say. At that point, I am asking that we vote on the motion to change the agenda and that we then approve the agenda and move forward and not spend any more time spinning our wheels. I'm really urgently asking people to do that.
Madam Chair, I had asked a question. Is there a proposal from Andrew and Carrie that we will consider today?
Not appropriate to this issue. The issue is only to change the order on the agenda.
I understand. I agree. I don't know. The answer, Andrea.
We were told that there was.
Andrea, the answer is
there was.
No, nothing was sent to me. I did not receive anything in writing, okay, that was a proposal, okay? Okay. Hold on. Andrea Turner's called the question.
Objection.
Okay. All those.
Objection to calling the question.
Okay. We will vote on it. We will vote on it. All those in favor of closing debate.
Oh, okay.
All those in favor of closing debate, please, let's try raising hands. Everybody in favor of closing debate, raise your hands. Okay, those opposed. Okay, the chair would respectfully request that someone make a procedural motion about how to conduct this discussion so that we don't have to spend a lot of time. The motion before us is the motion to change the agenda. I would request that we have two speakers for and two speakers against and then come to a vote. Is someone willing to make that motion?
Debate has been closed. We just voted on closing debate. Point of order.
I have a point of information.
No, we did not close debate. It takes two-thirds to close debate.
We need to call on the people that are raising their hands.
We did not close debate.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
Please recognize people that are raising their hands.
Okay. Please recognize people who are raising their hands. I'll start with Jack.
I had a point of information.
I come into these meetings determined to say nothing. And then I'm typically faced with a matter of cognitive dissonance. And because I value my sanity, I feel that I have to speak to cognitive dissonance, otherwise I get caught up in it. The issue of the program council is on the agenda. Any objection to the issue of the program council being on, to issues having to do with the program council are there no matter where it is on the agenda. You know, the same issue with respect to motions, having seen motions, not having seen motions, that issue is the same no matter where that it appears on the agenda. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the people whom I love across the table from ICR have been the people who have been most adamant about having a program council. The issue before us is, in order to have a program council, we must have a motion having to do with the composition of a program council, because it's not possible to institute a program council until there is such a motion, because the previous motion was, has to be rescinded. So The issue stands as to why, just why, as a matter of personal courtesy to Mal Bernstein, is there resistance to moving the point, which is going to be on the agenda anyway, to a different point on the agenda. And all that I can attribute this to is phases of the moon, madness, and just an insistence upon saying no to just about anything, even if you benefit from it, because you want the bloody program council, and you're not going to get it unless we discuss it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay. I'm going to ask people keep their remarks short so we can come to a vote quickly. Thank you. All right.
Chair,
I'm going to call on Tracy and then
a point
on
of information.
Point
I'm
of information.
Asking a question. My question was asked earlier. Can I ask, and this will influence my vote, is there a motion from Andrew and or Carrie about the program council?
Andrew and Carrie do not make motions on the LSB. I did not receive, I would have forwarded to the body any motion that I received concerning a program council. No one sent me any proposals, any motions, except Mal Bernstein, who said that in order to take action, we had to rescind the previous motion. This motion from Khan is, today's the first time I've seen it, okay? So that's it. And no one on this body put forward any motions concerning the program council. The next person on the speaker's list is Tracy.
Okay. Let's get away from do we or do we not want a program council. That's not the point. This is a procedural conversation. Procedurally, the item that was noticed for the agenda was a motion by Mal Bernstein. It was awkwardly worded, but basically it said, rescind the previous motion that was passed in August of 2010. That is the item that is on the agenda, because you produced an agenda that does not contain the motion that was properly noticed for the agenda, does not change the fact that the only item on the table for the agenda is not a program council discussion, a program council issue. It is a motion to rescind a specific agenda item. That is the only item that was noticed for the agenda. That is the only item that we are moving. The fact of the matter is that new motions go under new business. That's where they go. The motion that I'm going to make right now is to place Khan's new motion that we just received today under new business.
Okay,
that's where it belongs.
There's a motion on the floor, and the motion on the floor is to move the item that is currently called Program Council to number 7. That motion will have to be dealt with before we can deal with another motion.
What is the item called Program Council if it is not the motion to rescind that Mal introduced? What is the item called Program
Council?
Please specify.
Let me ask a question.
The only noticed
is there
item.
A rule that I'm unaware of that people have to notice this body ahead of time before they make motions? People make motions all the time. We make motions in the course of business. People make motions about things. I don't understand.
But a motion is not on the agenda until it is introduced. You can't move something that was not placed on the agenda.
I believe that is completely incorrect. I understand that Tracy objects to moving the item called Program Council to number 7.
I object. No. The item called Program Council consists of Mal's motion to rescind the previous motion. It doesn't consist of anything else.
Okay.
That's what
I understand. That's
is.
Your position.
You didn't
I am
write the agenda
I am asking
correctly.
I am asking that we come to a vote on the question of whether or not to move the item on the agenda.
What is the item?
Dan,
please define it.
So, this meeting is really degenerating quickly.
Yeah.
And I would ask the chair to maintain order and to caution people not to speak unless they're recognized. And I would ask that people who can't do that, consider leaving or taking a walk around the block and cooling off a little bit, because this is just terrible.
I couldn't agree with you more. I believe we're ready to come to a vote now on the question of moving the agenda item.
We're not.
Program Council is, the motion is to move the item of Program Council to after item number 7. All those in favor, please.
Madam Chair, I object.
You get to vote no, Andrea.
No, you, Madam,
you get to vote
Madam
no.
Madam Chair, what you're doing is you are making the motion. You're closing debate.
I'm not making the motion. The motion was made by somebody else. That's
you're
the
closing
motion.
Debate.
You can't.
The motion
can't.
Is on the... Oh, the motion to close debate.
That's
I beg your
right.
pardon. Okay.
We've done that already.
Right,
we've
so we have not closed debate.
And it didn't
the
pass.
Debate is
and we've
still
had
alive.
Additional, we've had additional debate. We are. I object to the notion that we're going to spend all day discussing a procedural motion. I do. I really object to that, and I think it's irresponsible, and I don't understand it. Aki.
Well, I think it's sort of disingenuous to introduce a new motion and then hide it behind the previous item. It's sort of, you know, a little bit of a sleight of hand kind of a thing. I don't think that's kind of a procedure that we'd like to follow in this board. I don't think it sets a good precedent. So I object to it on that ground.
Okay. Shyam.
Yes, I sort of welcome my colleagues on the other side of the aisle that they finally think there is a need for a program council. I congratulate you on coming to that conclusion. It's good to know that. But I have to disagree with my colleague Jack, and he tried to depict this thing as some sort of an engineering issue that we can deconstruct and sort of break it into parts as if we don't understand things. But unfortunately, Jack, your logic is a little fuzzy, you know? You have a little fuzzy logic here. Because we do have a program council motion that was approved last year. And don't try to tell me that everything, all the wheels in the program, at KPFA are going to stop turning because there is no motion here. There is already a program council motion. And I don't see the urgency of moving this thing up on the agenda because of that. I don't see why we're moving this. I mean, there's another... basically, I think what we are doing here is we are trying to introduce a new makeup for a different program council. We don't like the old motion. Let's say it. Say it like that. Don't try to, whether you're trying to do is basically portray this thing as if there's some sort of an urgency. There's no program council. We need a program council. We think it's more. It's needed even more than you guys think. So you guys have become the new
point of order, Madam Chair.
Hold on. I'm talking.
Shyam, the issue
wait a minute.
On the
is there, is there,
issue
sorry.
Under discussion
point yeah. of order
is the issue of yeah. changing the yeah. agenda.
Well, I'm not finished with my comments. I'm sorry. I
point
think
of
it's
order,
pertinent
Madam Chair.
To you. Yeah. Hold on. You, what's the point of order?
Finish, please.
Okay. So to wrap up here, we do have a program council motion. If the general manager and program director feel like they can, interim program director, interim general manager feel like they can use that motion, all power to them. If there isn't, they can introduce a new one that can be motivated by one of the LSP members. So I don't see, this is something started by one of the LSP members. Let's not say this is something needed by the station or the general manager and so forth and so on. Those are my points. Thank you.
Okay. Are we ready to come to a vote on this matter?
No objection.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I objected to your calling the question.
Again.
All I'm asking, I'm not calling the question, I'm asking if we're ready to come to a vote on this matter.
No.
Wait,
Margie, okay. You said two people on that side, two people on this side, and then
it was,
we vote.
Was just
that's
a pro-
not up
it
to
was
the
a
chair.
Proposal.
A motion to close debate needs to be endorsed by 2/3 of the body. If it is not, debate
that's
continues,
right.
Period.
So I would point out that this debate is being prolonged because two-thirds of the members of this body are not willing to close debate. Anthony.
It seemed like a matter of procedural hair splitting to me, but after mulling this over and not claiming expertise in Robert's rules, I do agree with Tracy. Is that that item consists at this point of only one motion, which we still hasn't been put before us in black and white, but which we're told exists. So. And all this confrontation and friction can be halted right away, but merely by following the agenda as it was handed out, this morning. That will sadly inconvenience one member. However, we've also been told that motion is simplicity itself. So I don't see that member's absence is all that critical, who someone else can easily motivate if it's such a simple thing. So why don't we just move ahead with the agenda as originally envisioned? That seems to me the best way to bring a halt to all this friction and debate over procedure.
Okay. The motion before us is a motion to change the agenda. Is there further discussion on that motion? All right. Yes? Can we come to a vote on this motion? Okay.
I guess what I'm asking is, as others have asked, if there is a...
What?
I'm concerned because, Margie, I know that you're saying that you want to introduce the topic of program council.
That's right.
Just the topic.
That's right.
I have a number of concerns. Margie, I think one of the reasons why we're encountering this, we haven't had this before with this configuration of the LSB. And I think that what you guys are hearing is that, yeah, there is some objection to, it feels like being bullied. I mean, you guys, just, wait, you know what? Open your hearts, open your ears, and try to imagine what it feels like. We're being told that there's a program council emergency either that or simply so that Mal can be here, we're gonna violate the fact that, yeah, I think a town hall meeting is an emergency. I think that there's old business on the agenda that really needs some tending to.
And so
I'm not feeling the urgency. I wish I had seen any bit of work on the program council at all since that motion was passed. And it has been stalled and obfuscated. So it doesn't seem to me like it's an emergency. And what I'm being told, and please, you guys don't interrupt me. Let me just, Madam Chair, let me finish, please.
Yes, please. I'm asking other people to be quiet.
So I, to be honest, I don't understand why we have to have a motion to rescind. With all respect, I don't understand your guys' position relative to a program council. So if what's being put before me, I don't get why there would be a motion to rescind rather than to amend. So that, and I don't really, I'm not feeling, I haven't heard from that side of the aisle a lot of excitement or enthusiasm about a program council. And so to say that we're going to rescind it feels a bit, and then we're going to do it as an emergency measure. That's why you're encountering some distrust, which is what I'm feeling distrustful of what's being put before me, and I'm feeling distrustful of the fact that there was no debate or discussion or introduction of these things on our listserv, and that there was no opportunity to view the resolutions prior to walking in the door today. And now I'm being told, I'm being bullied and told that this is an emergency and we have to do it right away. That's why I'm objecting. It's not irrational, Mr. Bernstein, not at all.
Okay, let me just explain a couple of things. I apologize because I have been engaged in email conversations with Andrew and with Carrie about this, and I failed to communicate that to the board, and I apologize. This item was supposed to be on the agenda for our last meeting, and it didn't make it onto the agenda. I forgot. The fact of the matter is that Carrie and Andrew have communicated to me, and Andrew has talked about the program council every single time he's talked to this board. It's not like it hasn't been discussed here. He has raised it every single time. And the fact of the matter is that now I have received a message from Carrie indicating that it is urgent that this body adopt a policy around the question of the program council, nominate members, if there are to be members from the LSB on the program council, and that is why the agenda is it's on the agenda. Mal Bernstein pointed out that according to Robert's Rules of Order, we had to rescind the previous motion before we could discuss, because the previous motion is in contradiction to what Andrew and Carrie have indicated they want for a program council. And so, and it would, and it's in contradiction to what other people want for the program council. So it has to be rescinded first. That's not a complicated question. I apologize if people don't understand that. And it's commonly done by bodies that are ruled by Robert's Rules of Order when they want to do something different than what they did before. It's not a big deal. It's not a repudiation. It's just we're saying we're going to get rid of the motion, that the policy that we adopted before, and adopt a new policy. That's all that's involved in a motion to rescind. There's nothing else about it. I am asking people to allow us to move forward on this. This is a complete waste of time. It's very frustrating. It's very, very disrespectful of the people we are supposed to represent here to spend this much time on a procedural motion. Andrea Turner has the floor. You want to call the question? I would point out that I believe that we're going to lose the vote again on calling the question, and I don't think there's any point to that. The people from the other side have to simply agree to allow us to have this vote. They have stated their objections, and we need to move ahead. This is absurd, and it really is very frustrating. Okay, Sharam, and then Anthony, and then Tracy.
Well, maybe the simplest...
I'll go first. I just want, for the record, this is sort of a point of information, and I want to make sure I understood this correctly. So the interim management of the station, one of them being present here, they are against the old motion that the LSP passed last year, and they want that to be rescinded. Is that clear?
They did not make that request. That is not the case. The fact of the matter is that they have talked about a program council that is in contradiction to the motion that was adopted last year. So that's the problem. And there has been discussion. We've talked about it. Andrew has told us that, for example, the program director would have final say on the program council about any changes in programming. That is in contradiction to the motion that was passed last summer. It's one of the reasons that last summer's motion has to be rescinded.
Okay. That was my question.
Anthony.
Yes, may I suggest that the maker of the motion to move that number 12 up simply withdraw it, and then we can move ahead. We can try to be expeditious with all the remaining items. We can keep things in the original order and put a quick end to this fruitless spinning of wheels, as someone aptly characterized it.
This motion is literally not before you. Con passed it out. It has not been moved. It has not been seconded. This was for information only. Okay. Frankly.
Well, that reinforces my point.
All right. Can we... Are there any further speakers on this motion? Tracy.
I think probably the simplest way to move ahead, and what bodies normally do when they go through processes like this, is simply to withdraw the motion, which is not meeting with the approval of a substantial chunk of the board, and go on with the agenda as originally scheduled, in a prompt manner. There is no reason that we will not get to new business if we stop carrying on it in this manner. In terms of personal courtesies to board members, I think we have to be aware that, for example, the board member who volunteered to be on the program council, Hunmi Kim, isn't even present today. I expect if she were, if she had known that this was going to come, she would ask that it be postponed till next month so that she could participate. We're not able to honor that, and I understand that, but I think that under the circumstances, we should simply withdraw the motion to revise the agenda and move forward with the agenda as scheduled. If we stick to the time, to the recommended times on our agenda, we should be able to get to all of the business that's scheduled. People could also put in a motion to cap time on a couple of the other items if they wish. We could, for example, shorten the treasurer's report to 60 minutes or shorten the old business to 45, and then I think we would be fine. But I would ask the maker of the motion that's causing all of the dissension to withdraw the motion so we can move on to the motion to approve the agenda as presented. Thanks.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Suppose that we actually have a program council motion today, a new one. Are we going to carry on with electing people when the people didn't know, they didn't even know there was going to be an election today?
Well,
so that means we have to wait another month anyhow. So I think it would make sense to do everything at the same time. Just wait till next month.
Are you making a motion to table this discussion?
Yeah. Well, if you want to take it that, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm interpreting your motion as a motion to table the discussion on the program council till next month. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to the motion to table? There's no discussion on a motion to table.
There was already a second.
I beg your pardon?
Yes,
there was
a second.
Already a second.
Andrea.
There was a second. You asked if there was, and I said yes.
Okay. So on a motion to table, it comes to an immediate vote, okay? Yes, there's no discussion. Well, that's a good question. That's what's being tabled? Okay. Okay, so. It's a good question. You can't do that because there's a motion on the floor to change the agenda. Yes, go ahead, Con.
The motion that Jerome made is on what we are discussing. We are discussing not postponing the program council till next month. We're only discussing changing the agenda for the discussion. That's the only thing
I know
that you're tabling, period.
It doesn't make any sense.
I can't help it.
We have to dispose of the motion to change the agenda before we can take any other action.
But I'm not sure. Can you table a procedural?
Yeah, you can.
You can't table a motion to change the agenda for this meeting. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense. I apologize, but it doesn't make any sense. All right. So we have to vote on the motion to change the agenda, and then we can vote on a motion to do anything else we want after that. But first we have to vote on the motion to change the agenda.
Madam Chair, I would offer this as a possible compromise.
Go ahead.
Noting that what was scheduled was an open discussion of programming under old business. And it seems to me that, as in your words, that motions can come out of that conversation.
That's right.
So, I'm holding to my vote because I want to respect the process of new and old business. I think that is valuable. And making that distinction, unless an emergency is communicated to us by the general manager. I also think that the budget is a hugely important conversation that
That's
needs
right.
to happen today.
Right.
So if anybody, I would consider supporting time limits or a bridge, if we want to postpone some reports, but I would like to talk about the budget today.
So
I think that should happen before.
Yes.
So I would ask that the maker of the motion withdraw the motion and consider having this conversation under old business where it is said open discussion on programming.
I second that suggestion.
Con Hallinan made the motion to change the agenda.
I don't even know what's going on. There's four motions out there floating around.
No. The only motion before us is to change the agenda. And
remind us of what that change is.
And I will withdraw it because we're clearly not going to do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Talking about this.
Okay. It's ridiculous. Okay. All right. The motion has been withdrawn. Are there any other motions to change the agenda? Jack.
I move to move public comment to the end of the agenda, and if I have a second, I would like to explain why.
Second.
We have
use a microphone.
We have just spent 1 hour.
That's right.
On dealing with a very full agenda, on the agenda, and I think that we have to proceed with the substantive matters before us, and moving public comment to the end will help us do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, please.
Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry, is there a second? Oh, it was seconded. Yes. Go ahead, Sharam.
Well, that's not right. I mean, this is for the listeners. I mean, we're not here to... The listeners are here to speak. They came here under the impression that usually we have the public comments around 11:30, 12 o'clock. This business has never been conducted in the past, you know. I mean, I just find it objectionable. Sorry.
Any further discussion on the motion? Khan.
I withdraw the motion.
Thank you. Are we ready to adopt the agenda as presented?
Yes.
All those in favor, please raise your hands. Yeah, you should count. Okay, those opposed? Okay, thank you very much. We're ready to move the agenda. The next item on the agenda is approving the minutes of the previous meeting, which have been emailed to the board and were handed out in writing today. Does anyone have any changes or objections to the minutes? Is there a second to the move to moving to the motion to adopt the minutes as written?
Second.
Okay. We're ready to come to a vote. All those in favor, please raise their hands. Those opposed? Thank you. All right. We're now ready to hear public comments. This is a maximum of 30 minutes on the agenda. Depending on how many names there are on the board, we will proceed. Jack.
I move that each public comment be limited to 2 minutes.
Two minutes is what we've normally done. Is there a second? Okay, pardon me. The fact of the matter is that 2 minutes is what we normally do for...
Then I suggest to the chair that we hold to that.
Are there any objections? Okay, there are no objections.
I will be keeping timing at 30 seconds. I'll hold up a sign, and then I'll hold up the sign.
Okay. All right, would somebody bring me the clipboard, please, that has the names?
Is the list up there?
Yes, everybody who wants to speak had an opportunity to speak. To sign, I'm sorry.
Sign.
No. Okay, if somebody could bring me the clipboard. Thank you. And the microphone that is in front of Jack should be taken down to the end for the...
Got it short.
Oh, is that one? Has that one got a better cord? Okay, great. Thank you. All right, I have four names on the list. Daniel, David Kalasek, is that right? Okay. Ann Garrison and Paula. Okay, so Daniel followed by Dave.
Okay, my name is Daniel Bordstrom. I have something that's really uncomfortable here. You know, we talk a lot, there's a lot of talk about we ought to compromise. There's one big problem, and that's what's really uncomfortable. I've been coming to these meetings for like 5, maybe 6 years, and hearing what you say, seeing what you do, it's two different things. It's really hard to know what you want. What I do hear is lies. It's uncomfortable, it's unpolite to say it, but that's what I hear. I wonder sometimes, where does this come from? I remember back, there must have been back in, who knows, the 40s, 50s, whenever, there was a guy, a real bureaucrat sleazeball who wrote a book, J. Edgar Hoover was his name, we all know who he was, Masters of Deceit. And presumably he was talking about all of us, about the left in general. Some of us were pretty offended by that, and some of us still are. But there were some of you, a certain group, and I think that's some of you here today, who adopted that as your playbook. And that's the way it looks. It looks to me like you adopted that as your training manual. You became what our enemy called masters of deceit, and that's who you are. That is why it is very difficult to talk with you, very difficult to come to any compromise, very difficult to deal with you. I realize this is uncomfortable. I'm sorry about that. That's the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Dave followed by Ann.
My name is Dave Kadlicek. I wanted to gripe a bit about the news and ask about how one deals with such gripes. I'm a longtime listener, occasional activist. And one thing I've complained about before is the consolidated news. We seem to get less local news, lots less local news than we used to, and get more LA local news than Bay Area local news. I recently moved from Oakland to Santa Clara and have been hoping that by listening to KPFA news, I could keep up on what's going on in Oakland and Berkeley so that when I move back, hopefully soon, I can have a better idea of what's going on and maybe occasionally hear stuff about what's going on in Santa Clara and San Jose. And there's been very little of that in the news in the last month since I've moved, and more about Carmageddon in LA and other LA local stuff than that. Second thing is, on Thursday, there was a story which I found objectionable about SB 168 in the state legislature. I won't go into details about it, but the very short version is, in regards to election law, the Democrats have been trying to keep us from being able to have choices on the ballots, while the Republicans have been trying to make it hard for people to vote. This was one of the Democrats' measures, and there was a story that was objectionably favorable to it in reporting on it, and then when I went to look about it to see about complaining about it, I found that it was read word for word from the AP Wire story, which was problematic without any acknowledgement that it was a rip and read story. This was at about 6:40 or so on Thursday's news, and my question about how to deal with it is, I know that you don't deal directly with it, and I'm not sure whether the program council is, but there ought to be some way that's clear to listeners to deal with problems in news covering.
Dave, I want to comment. Do you know that you can contact the news directly? Did you do that? Did you send them a comment? You can do that on.
Not yet, but I meant other than complaining to people who may or may not respond to your comments.
All right, thank you. All right, and followed by Paula.
I'm Ann Garrison. I'm a KPFA weekend news reporter, now a roving producer. I'm also a producer, news producer, and host for Afrobeat Radio on WBAI. I'm very involved with my subject, which is most of all U.S. interventions and the lies and obfuscations about U.S. interventions in Africa, which have cost millions and millions and millions of lives in the last 20 years, including 6 million in Sudan. I'm on my way to KPFA after this to correct two lines in a three-minute news story that I did yesterday, because I went home and realized that I had put the emphasis in the wrong place. I had put the emphasis in the wrong place. Glencore International is now the partner of the government of Southern Sudan in marketing its oil. This is what 6 million Southern Sudanese people died for. Glencore International was founded by Mark Rich, who was indicted for tax evasion in this country and for illegal oil deals with Iran during the Iran hostage crisis of the late 70s, early 80s. Bill Clinton pardoned him on the last day that he was in office. Now, I got a little obsessed with that part of the story and reported it, and I woke up this morning thinking that what I should have reported is that Evo Morales nationalized Glencore's holdings in Peru. Now, I'm upset with this 30-second thing, but because of the people who pushed the donate button to make it possible for me to keep doing this reporting, I'm resolved not to lose my temper about it. But I got up this morning and took notes about what I wanted to say, what I wanted to share with you, and then I spent all this time getting here to get this 30-second sign. Okay? I'm very disappointed. Now I'm going to go to KPFA and correct my news story.
Andre.
I'd like to motion that we let her finish what she was going to say.
How long, can I ask, so the body is aware how long you would like to have?
1 minute.
The motion is to extend your speaker's time for 1 minute. Is there any objection?
No.
Go ahead.
Thank you. That's. I really appreciate that. And it tells me that my resolve not to lose my temper is a good idea. I wanted to say that Andrew showed a lot of leadership yesterday in a meeting about how to get KPFA on the web and beyond the FM radio signal, which is soon going to be what is already antiquated. He showed real leadership, and I was more encouraged about that than I have been in a long time. Now, the other thing is about my subject. I am concerned about reporting on Pacifica, and I don't want to blame anybody about this. I think we should just be aware of this. The rationale that we're going to go into Africa, the U.S., not we, Anthony's correcting me, the U.S. is going to go into Africa to stop genocide has replaced the war on terror as a rationale for U.S. intervention. The war on terror never played well south of Somalia, which is very Christian, except in Darfur, which is all Muslim, so it doesn't play very well there either. Anyway, these people who are the chief propagandists of this have presented themselves to Pacifica hosts. They've been given Pacifica airtime. This is one of the things I got up to make. Now I lost my glasses. I got up to make notes about when this happened, and this is only when I know it happened. May 5th, 2010. Democracy Now, May 5th, 2010. WMNF Tampa, March 10th, 2008. April 14th, 2010. KPFA Morning Show, September 8th, 2010. Friends of the Congo called me about this KPFA Morning Show episode. And I'm not attacking the KPFA Morning Show. Look, this has happened all through the Pacifica Network. And if I did some more research and more stuff was online, I would probably find more instances of this. There needs to be an awareness, Pacifica-wide, that this is the new rationale for intervention in Africa, south of the Sahara, where millions and millions of lives have already been lost. Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Paula is our last speaker.
Okay, well, I'm very disappointed today that, you know, a whole hour has been chewed up by, you know, about the agenda. And this is, I think, my fifth or sixth meeting, and I come all the way from Casadero to see what's going on, because I am one of the listeners who has been really alienated by the loss of the morning show, and I still am. But on the first meeting, it was boycotted by the independent faction, some of whom I also voted for, and who also have good ideas. Both sides have good ideas. And I just want to encourage to have this, stop wasting the board's time like this. We're trying to save our station at this point. And even you, Andrew, chewed up 2 hours of the time when you had that angry tirade, and you were a lot better on the last meeting. Thank you. But, I mean, we can't afford, you know, we're still worrying about losing the station. But us, I'm in the crowd of listeners that are still very alienated. I've started listening to this morning mix, and I'm very disappointed. And I know a lot of other people, like me, would be. And I feel also there's a disrespect for the elderly contingent of this board. And anyway, I just want to encourage, let's try to work this out and save our station. And not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Some of our really ardent supporters, and don't throw the elders out with the bathwater either.
Thank you, Paula. That concludes the public comment. We are now ready for the report from the IGM. Andrew, so there's 15 minutes set aside for this agenda item, and that will I include. Oh, I'm sorry, announcements. I apologize. I have been reminded that there are announcements. Does any board member have any announcements? Frank.
The KPFA will be doing a live broadcast tomorrow. I don't know if you all have heard the PSAs have been going out, but from Defermery Park, also known as Little Bobby Hutton Park. I believe the event is 2 to 7 p.m., or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I better not say that. But the event is going on Sunday, but the KPFA broadcast, I believe, is 3 to 6 p.m., and the KPFA apprentices will be facilitating the technical end, so let's hope that all goes well. And some line presenting. So just a reminder that we're out there tomorrow, live broadcast 3 to 6 p.m. from Defermery Park, a live broadcast from the tribute to Geronimo Pratt.
Okay, any other announcements? Dan?
Yeah, it's 18th and Adeline, and it starts at 2:30. I don't know if this is really an announcement, but I'm sure people have heard about this prison strike that is taking place in California, which has been covered on KPFA, but not much anywhere else. And it's really an emergency. People are literally starving themselves to death. And this is kind of both an announcement and a request for people to think about how to get involved in this. It seems to me that one of the weaknesses so far is the fact that people have enforced Governor Brown and other politicians in Sacramento to acknowledge the strike and, of course, to take some action to meet the prisoners' demands.
Any additional announcements? Does anyone in the audience have an announcement they'd like to make? Okay. Oh, yes, Frank.
I believe that hopefully we will be covering that issue during the broadcast tomorrow. So I'm definitely going to send out an extra message that we do.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all. All right. Now we're ready for the IGM report. I'm sorry, Andrew. Jump the gun.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to read a press release from Pacifica issued yesterday. The Pacifica Foundation vindicated on labor issues at KPFA. This statement is to inform our listeners, subscribers, and any other interested members of the public of the final resolution of all legal claims brought by Communication Workers of America, Local 9415, against Pacifica Foundation. We're pleased to announce that all the claims have either been withdrawn or decided in the Foundation's favour. A decision's been reached in the arbitration proceedings regarding the employment of Amy Allison who was laid off as a result of a reduction in force at KPFA for budgetary reasons. In a victory for the foundation, and after months of acrimony from some on-air union staff members, a neutral arbitrator denied the union's grievance and determined that the foundation laid off Ms. Allison, who had less seniority than other program hosts, in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement. The arbitrator found that the foundation actively explored alternatives to the layoff proposed by the union, but that most of the alternatives, quoting, would do nothing to attack the root cause of KPFA's problems, which is expenses greater than costs, and especially the need to cut personnel costs, unquote. The arbitrator agreed with the foundation's position that, quote, the only apparently effective way to do this was to lay off personnel, unquote. We wish Ms. Allison well in her future endeavours. Additionally, each of three complaints filed by the Communication Workers of America Local 9415 with the National Labour Relations Board have been closed. The union withdrew two of the charges after the NLRB concluded its investigation into each. An advice memo issued by the NLRB's General Counsel on April 8, 2011 reveals that the NLRB advised the union that its charges related to the layoffs conducted by the foundation were without merit and would be dismissed if not withdrawn by the union. The advice, the union's third charge, protesting what the union had incorrectly called the foundation's gag rule, was dismissed by the NLRB. The NLRB found that the foundation's rules concerning on-air statements were, quoting, narrowly confined to protect the foundation's core purposes, unquote. Pacifica Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt states, quoting, I'm pleased that Pacifica was vindicated on all counts and that these matters have now been resolved, unquote. The budget for 2012, we'll be hearing more about that in just a moment. Note that whilst we are presenting a budget based on current staff reductions, I have asked to see an alternative 2012 budget that might permit reinstatement of some hours lost through attrition over the past months and years, specifically in the time since I've been interim general manager. In this context, I want to examine possible future income streams that are at this time speculative and include a planned development strategy that will include A, researching our $1,000 donor base, of which there are approximately 100. We're trying to isolate and plan to email and or write them to make a connection with them. B, I have a meeting arranged for next week with Kim Klein of Klein and Roth Consulting, based in Berkeley, quoting from their website. Klein and Roth's Consulting helps organizations build strong fundraising programs that are mission-driven. We provide practical hands-on advice grounded in social justice values. They charge $175 per hour. We get 1 hour free. C, as the 2012 budget shows, we are expecting approximately $5,000 per month from our new used car donation company. We think this number is conservative, but realize we need to better promote this opportunity, and we want to thank Richard Withers for turning us onto this and pass around this little gimmicky thing that we may have KPFA written on the Kagoan cars that on our cars. Okay. Three, a proposal for a Pacifica Peace Prize. Following the audacious broadcast from London by Democracy Now! Of a discussion between Julian Assange and Slovenian philosopher Slavoj Žižek, I think, I'm suggesting that Pacifica create an annual Pacifica Peace Prize, the first one to be given to Julian Assange. At this point, this is purely an idea. I suggest that such a prize would be a good public relations and publicity opportunity and fundraiser. Creating a selection process might include reaching out to a group of respected elders within the Pacifica Progressive Community or perhaps through the Pacifica National Board. A John Pilger event. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Australian-British journalist and filmmaker John Pilger. This event is in the planning stage but is slated the day after August fund drive, which is Thursday the 11th of August. On that particular day, we do plan during our fund drive a 3.5-hour special called The Cost of War, based on a Brown University report, a proposed special to finish the 10-day fundraiser, which will be produced by Project Censored and Flashpoints. The Pilger event would be on the Friday following, with a Skype connection to London with Pilger, so the audience could ask him questions and he could respond. We expect help from Bob Baldock. And by the way, apparently Pilger is available for Skype connection on the 10th, 11th and 12th of August, and we were and are hoping that the film, The War You Don't See, could be played in other venues as well, such as Santa Rosa and Santa Cruz. San Francisco too, perhaps. If so, it would be good to have Pilger's available by Skype at these other venues, and obviously there's a lot more work, and we're looking for some help and outreach and suggestions in regard to those other potential venues, August 10th and or 11th. The proposed premium for the cost of war is Pilger's banned film during that membership drive. Santa Cruz. The outreach committee met at KPFA July 6th, and Andrea Pritchard prepared minutes. I don't know if she'll be sharing those with the group. If she's not, maybe I'll pass on that because they're quite long and detailed, or very briefly go through them maybe. Michael Yoshida was at that meeting. We had a very productive meeting, I thought, regarding putting in a 10-watt transmitter, or an exciter it's called, to reach into the Santa Cruz area, particularly the university area. I might add that we've reached out through our MEMSIS computer program. We have about 500 members in that area, 111 of which we have email addresses for. We plan to blitz them with emails, but once again reaching out to the board who may have connections in that area to enable us to raise a fairly small amount of money, about $5,000, to install this transmitter, for which we already have the equipment, and the engineer Don Mussel, who actually is located in Hawaii but is the Pacifica engineer, will be in the United States and able to do that, I think, in September. Okay, a little bit more on that. We were talking about doing a special day of fundraising, and perhaps the Pilger event could be folded into that in Santa Cruz to draw attention to the fact that we want to get into their community. And as I said, we're looking for assistance on that, and the outreach committee from the LSB has been very active in that regard. Let's just leave that there because I know we don't have much time. Multimedia Working Group. The web working group that met on two occasions previously, I think I've mentioned it, has morphed into a multimedia working group. The meeting we convened with that working group on the 28th of last month, where still Steve Zelser, one of our Labor reporters, suggested a guy by the name of John Pinellas, who has his own video organisation, would come and talk to us about web streaming. Now, the idea is that we're trying to broaden our impact using the internet. I've said a few times that KPFA and radio in general is a portal to the internet, and we're trying to actualise that, explore it. So there's a company called upstream.com where one can stream internet from basically any location. It does carry advertisements, but if you pay $100 a month, they will take the advertisements off it. This is a process of exploration that we're engaged in. It was pointed out at our meeting that 50% of internet usage now is video watching. 50% is video watching. Other ideas that came up at this meeting, Cindy Sheehan will be in Hiroshima on August the 6th, and we are wondering if we might hook up with her. That will be during our membership drive. Maybe we could stream that event live, for instance, on our website, but of course broadcast it on audio as well. Fukushima, Hiroshima. There was suggestion that we might also, that's the John Pilger event came up in that context. I've already told you about that. Work Week Radio. We're planning a training session at KPFA with Work Week Radio, a training class on how to stream your rally, picket and meeting, and that will be part of this media working group we're working with. That will be taking place on, I don't have the date here, it's in August, and if anyone's interested I can give you further information on that. And finally, at our meeting last Friday, which the meetings are held every 2 weeks, and you're welcome to attend. We discussed the Creative Commons licensing procedure. We discussed portals. We discussed the handheld video potential of smartphones, such as this. It's really a TV studio in a little box. We talked about programming. 9/11 programming. Pacifica is planning a 7 or 8 hour broadcast on Sunday, September the 11th. This will be a national broadcast with each station contributing. KPFA is responsible for producing a 2 hour debate on the 9/11 question, hosted by Project Censored, with a third hour of phone calls. There'll be national phone calls coming through an 800 number. Another issue, the building, 1921, the restaurant, the former restaurant. I inspected the space recently, and as I think you all know, it will need a lot of work. Don't quote me on this, but I think Yoshida had said it will cost almost $100 a square foot to repair that. It may cost $100,000 to repair that space. As I said, don't quote me. I think that was a number. It's fairly substantial because it requires earthquake preparation or repair, or, you know, it costs a lot of money. That's the point. But we are exploring it. We do see it as a possible asset, and I know it's been around, I think, 10 years and hasn't been used. It's currently just used now as storage. And finally, there was yet another break-in at the transmitter site. We are exploring now installing motion detectors through Sentry Alert. Not sure how much this will cost, to be continued. And I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We have about 5 minutes for questions. Dan and then Sasha.
First of all, I thought that was a real good report. And I don't know if you know yet, but there are a group of us who previously did quite a bit of work around Creative Commons licensing and drafting model agreements for Pacifica programmers in the context of a surge of interest in multimedia work a few years ago, and when Dave Adelson was chair of the board. And I'm sure he and others would be happy to share that with you. I want to address the programming issue for a minute. I thought the speaker, I think his name was David, raised a great point. And it's, to me, it's an expanding area for KPFA in terms of local news. The Tribune doesn't cover us locally. The Chronicle doesn't. KCBS doesn't. It's impossible for people to find out what's going on around issues such as public education and others in our community. And I think that kind of coverage would have a big impact and draw in interested listeners. And I think it also speaks to, I think you've had enough time to really address the mourning situation. I personally, like a lot of people, love Democracy Now. Having it play twice in 3 hours, I think, drives people away. I mean, as much as I like it, I don't want to hear it twice. And, it might be worth considering either moving the earlier rendition to 6 or the later to 10. Not both, but just so there's more time for people who are listening for a couple of hours not to hear the same thing. And I also think that, I know it's a sore point, I know it's political, but the morning mix is not good. A lot of people, you've heard from lots of people, rarely is the sound professional. Occasionally it's interesting, often it's not, and it's probably the most important time of the day in terms of listeners. And Amy Allison, I know people are thrilled that Pacifica won the arbitration, but she was the one reporter that we had who was consistently involved in looking into community issues in Oakland, is involved in that community, and is a great asset for us, whether she had the most seniority or not.
Okay. I called on Sasha and then Dan, if we have time.
I just have a really quick question. Did you say that 50% of all internet use is now watching videos? That includes email and everything? And Do you know what goes into those figures? Because I find that absolutely phenomenally surprising.
That's a number that was thrown out at that meeting. I can't verify it, but it's possible. I think a lot of people now watch moving pictures on the internet.
And porn.
Dave, and then we have about 3 minutes left. Right. So Dave, and then Andrea, if we have time.
What exactly is the 9/11 question?
In case you haven't been reading the newspapers, you may know that more than a third of Americans do not believe the government's report, and Pacifica Radio and other broadcast outlets feel it's important, particularly on the anniversary, to explore that issue and have a debate about it. I think it's part of our role as a journalistic organisation to open that debate.
Thank you.
Andrea, this is the last question.
Andrew, at this point, I think you said that there have been, three or four violations of the transmitter? And I guess I'm curious as to what theories there are about why that's happening. Is that a part of, that's actually really troubling. That does not seem random. That's not high school vandals. That seems like a concerted effort to disable the station, and I'm really interested in what's being done. Have you been in contact with the police, or is there FBI, or what the hell's going on?
Well, I think the simple answer is, and again, speculation, is there's a lot of copper, there's a lot of metal, there's a lot of steel at a broadcast transmission site. People need money, or they're just plain thievery. They break in to get the copper. That's really what it is. I don't see it as an attempt to shut down the station. Personally, I don't think it is that. We have contacted the police. There's very little we can do because we have put up cameras up there, but as I reported last time, it's foggy up there quite frequently at night, and we simply couldn't see the number plates, the registration tags on the vehicles, nor the faces of the people. The motion detectors, if they are set off, they'll put on lights, they'll set off alarms, and they will also alert the on-air person at the board at KPFA, who will then, hopefully, contact Michael Yoshida or myself, and we will send the police up to the site. That's where we are so far. There has been talk about getting some German shepherds to roam on the inside of the wires. I'm joking.
And just to follow up, have you priced out the motion detect? I mean, it feels kind of weird if we've already invested in cameras that ultimately are ineffective. I'm interested in what, if you've priced out the cost of that whole alarm system you're talking about.
The Yoshida is working on it. We're hoping that the existing system that the Century Alert Company, as they may well do, ask us to put in a whole new system, since we've already spent quite a lot of money, and it's like a Keystone Cops situation, but it's just been very difficult to keep up with the thievery that's been going on at the transmitter, and I can't tell you the cost at this point.
Okay. First of all, I want to welcome Maria Negrete, who's the business manager of KPFA, who's here for the discussion on the budget. Thank you, Maria, for coming. And I want to suggest that we now take a five-minute break before we launch into the big treasurer's report, okay? 5 minutes, and I mean it.